And I understand we have a very most interesting guest available to us by phone. Mr. Troy Hartman, are you there?
I'm there. I'm here. I wish I were there.
Well, Troy, you still got time. Come on out.
I know. Gosh, I'm so bummed I can't be there this year. It's just going to be awesome.
Troy, it is going to be awesome.
Troy, one thing for sure, when you do make it out here to Oshkosh, you got to stop in and see us, buddy.
It will be spectacular.
Absolutely. Yeah. So getting off to a good start, are the crowds already rolling in? And
there, people are moving about, airplanes are moving. We already got a lineup waiting to take off. So
There's all kinds of great aviation things happening here.
Yes, aviation is being committed everywhere.
We have Lyft.
Now, for those of you who don't know who Troy Hartman is, you are an aerialist, I guess we could say, because it sounds like you've tried everything you could possibly think of, falling out of airplanes, balloons, setting perfectly good parachutes on fire, which, you know, that's nuts in itself.
Troy, that is truly insane.
But I still like the Super Bowl commercial. That's just classic.
Yeah, that's the one that everybody recognizes.
Right. Do you still keep in contact with the goose?
Yeah.
you guys friends?
I go visit. His tricks are, you know, he's come a long way since then. You know, I stopped doing my sky surfing, and he's progressed so far now. So
well, there you go.
So he's going to take over your job then.
That's right. Now you are also doing something a little bit more crazy, in that you are developing a jetpack.
Jetwing. Yep.
A jetwing.
Actually, jetpack along the way, which was somewhat of a, you know, offshoot by mistake in the process of testing the jet engines. I went out and built this thing that rocketed me along on a pair of skis, and pretty cool video came out of it. And I saw
the video, and I thought to myself, okay, this guy's definitely out there. But anyway,
how fast did you go? You were going uphill. What was it, like 52 miles an hour uphill?
Well, you know what? I only clocked on that run 47.
Well, that only, he says.
Well, exactly. It's fast. I mean, that's fast. It's fast on skis. The potential would have been you could easily get over 100. I mean, because I was only running at half throttle, and you could go uphill probably at about, you know, 40, 47 miles per hour if you had it full throttle, which, you know, amazing.
Most people would test those engines by, like, putting them on a stand and measuring thrust. But you decided, hey, let's see how fast I can push myself along on the snow.
Yeah, well, you know, there are a lot of steps along the way, and I did have it on the stand for quite a while. And, you know, the big test there was running these massive jet engines close to my body. I mean, that's been one of my biggest fears in the process of developing the jet wing, you know, is running these things, you know, right there next to me. And it was a two-part test. One, to test them at high altitude, because, you know, they're tricky to start at high altitude. They're really fickle.
Okay.
And I knew this from some experience testing, but also from Yves Rossi. He's had a lot of problems starting his engines up when, you know, and he has to get out and start his run at about 8,000 feet instead of higher, because, you know, you can't really get them started above that. So I had to run those tests and at the same time, you know, get them on my body. And I figured, hey, why not do it on skis? Let's make something out of it.
I was wondering, though, if you reviewed the test film footage of that guy from, like, 1900 with the ice skates and the little rocket motors on his back. Remember that one? Where he kind of falls over and it explodes.
Jeez, that might have been a deterrent. I'm glad I didn't see that.
Oh, okay, good.
Troy, did you ever feel like Wile E. Coyote with this thing?
Yes, exactly.
I definitely felt like Wile E. Coyote that day, for sure.
Well, your goal here is to build a jet-powered flying wing. How far along are you on this?
You know what? It's almost done. I started the project about 2 years ago, and for me, it I've always been interested in it. I've watched Yves and his progression all along, and you know, he's done just amazing. I mean, he's really just put so much time into getting it to where it is. My thing was with his wing and his system was you know, four engines, the complexity of all of that. I knew he had some issues with having that sort of complexity. It was a heavy wing, folding wing, all these different things. And I said, God, I don't know if I want to get quite involved with that. It just seemed so complex. Now these jet engines have come along to a point where there's so many manufacturers, and they're making them more for, you know, for the drones, and they're getting bigger. And so I've managed to acquire two that have the same thrust as, you know, the combined four that Eves has, and that has simplified it. And this was 2 years ago that they became available, and it simplified it to a point where I said, okay, now I feel comfortable taking this project on, and it's not going to be too overwhelmingly complex. So, yeah, we're done. I mean, we've completed the wing. We've had some hurdles along the way that we had to get through. But you know, the engines are tested. We've got that down, and you know, it took some time learning how to run these things consistently and find out all the quirks. You know, there's a lot of them. So we have that testing done. We have the wing. It's completed. And at this point, I'm just waiting for cooler weather to go out to Arizona and do the initial test jumps. So we're there.
That's incredible. Now, how do you get UAV engines? You just don't walk up and buy them.
It's Europe is where a lot of these things are built. There's a bunch of manufacturers over there, and you know they would like you to go there, learn how to run them. You know, they sort of want to know who their customers are.
Yeah.
I had to take some shortcuts. And
oh, bad.
Not tell them you were going to be strapping them to your back.
Yeah, you didn't quite tell them the whole truth, did you?
Yeah.
No, sometimes you got to, you know, fake it till you make it, they say. I don't know.
Right.
I had to definitely kind of, you know, and I had to learn how to run these things on my own because there's no one really, at least not on the West Coast, that has any experience running these things. So I had to, you know, I had to do it on my own, and I had some growing pains. I mean, lots of fires, lots of, you know, test stands being, you know, the throttle taking off and the test stand going over and the fire.
Definitely a Wile E. Coyote moment.
So I imagine you've learned an awful lot about test stand design by now.
Yeah.
Well, what kind of speeds are you projecting with this when you finally do get the wing airborne? What are you shooting for?
I think it's going to be really similar to the specs of Eve's wing. I didn't want to stray too far. I wanted to use what he's proven and make, you know, a 20% improvement. And that improvement for us has been in weight and simplicity. And we're quite a bit lighter. And yet the simplicity of it all, I feel like we're not going to run into the same problems he ran into with, you know, the engines not firing or one wing, not unfolding. And he was losing control and, you know, had to cut away his wing quite a few times and then, you know, you damage it and you have to start over. So, those have been the improvements. But other than that, the actual specs, I think, were, you know, probably 120 mile per hour level cruise, get up to 200 miles per hour in a dive, and then probably a stall speed of, we're thinking stall speeds down in the 80s. Which we would like to get it, you know, slower, but of course with any design, aircraft, wing design, it's just all a bunch of compromises, you know.
I imagine controlling weight and balance and CG is extremely critical since you don't have an elevator or a stabilizer or anything in the back to help offset that.
Absolutely. Yeah, it really is. You don't have that. The horizontal stabilizer is the big thing. So it's a flying wing design where we've centralized, we've made sure that the center of pressure and the center of lift are aligned so that we're not getting all that forward pitch that you normally have a horizontal stabilizer to counter. and you know, putting the fuel tanks almost dead center on the CG, so it's not changing the CG through flight. But you know, when you skydive, it's amazing how much control you actually have. You know, how much with these different kinds of you know, the material you can have on your legs and your arms, you can actually, there's a lot of air deflection, a lot of power. And so you know, it's critical, but maybe not as critical as you might think.
Well, you're basically flying this with weight shift, but I believe I read somewhere that by shifting your, you know, your hands and your feet, you can also control the wing that way as well.
Oh yeah, yeah, absolutely. I mean, to make a turn, you know, you can really just, you can initiate a turn by taking one hand and just rotating it 45 degrees out in the wind stream.
Similar to what we used to do when we were kids, put our hand out the window and pretend we were flying.
That's it. That's the feeling. Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's between your hands and your legs and your feet, tons of control. I mean, you really can, you know, hopefully you're trying to overpower the wing. It's, you know, my experience with sky surfing, you know, I did that for years, and the board always wants to, that's a lot of surface area that, you know, wants to throw you upside down and spin you, but it's amazing proper use of your arms, because you don't have your legs to really do much with sky surfing. They're strapped into the board, but just using your arms, you can counter all of that surface area, you know, so there is a lot of power there.
What's your projected flight endurance? How much fuel are you carrying on board?
About 6 gallons, and, you know, full throttle, you probably, you know, calculated at altitude, full throttle, you'll, you know, burn through about a gallon per engine. So I'm estimating that, I don't know, maybe 6 minutes of flight time with this wing. Well, you would never, we're projecting at full throttle the whole time, so I think maybe 8 minutes of flight.
Well, that sounds like, it doesn't sound like much, but I'm sure after 8 minutes of that, you're ready to come down.
Yeah, really.
Yeah, and you know, the point of it at this stage, and it's again a lot like Eve's. You know, it's not super practical for any purpose other than exhibition. You know, at this point, at this stage, and it's right now we're focusing on making it an air show type, you know, thing. Our goal is actually to, you know, see if we can't, you know, get it to AirVenture next year. See if we can't have it really up and running to the point where that could be our goal, is to fly it there at AirVenture. So, yeah, we're working towards that.
Well, that's fantastic. We will be looking forward to seeing you
Definitely.
Next year.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And at this point, we're, you know, the other hurdle we're really trying to get over is, you know, it's been an expensive venture, and just like any of us that, you know, go out to take these things on, it's out of pocket. And we're kind of at the point now where we're trying to pick up that sponsor that wants to carry us the rest of the way. That, you know, and I've been looking at, you know, energy drink companies and these other, you know, big, you know, soda companies, stuff like that, and I'm finally realizing, no, I need to focus on an aviation company, you know, because someone that understands it. Because
perhaps, but the natural commercial is there. I mean, somebody gives you wings, literally.
Really?
Yeah. 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 Exactly. So yeah, we're looking. Yeah, we're looking for a good aviation based, you know, an aviation type sponsor, a sponsor that would probably be, you know, that you're probably going to see logos of there at AirVenture, somebody, you know, like that. And so we're hoping to pick someone like that up to come along for the ride and help us see it through, and, you know, have the same interest and understanding of it. You know, that's the big thing. Because a lot of these other companies we've gone to, they don't, you know, they don't quite understand what we're doing. And
right.
It needs to be somebody who's maybe even a pilot that's the CEO of the
company.
There you
go. That would probably work well. Well, Troy, thank you so much for your time.
Yeah, we appreciate you giving us the opportunity to see this from your point of view. We're looking forward to seeing it next year for sure.
Well, yeah, we're working towards it. We'll do what we can.
Well, good
Very
luck
good.
To you. And be careful up there, buddy.
Okay. Thanks, you guys.
All right.
Have a good week. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye.